installez-vous confortablement. Vous fermez les yeux. En abaissant les paupières doucement, en signe de retrait du monde extérieur, laissez votre corps étendre sa forme sur la surface où vous êtes installé. Votre respiration s'ajuste et devient plus abdominale. Vous vous relaxez à votre rythme. Peut-être même ressentez-vous votre inspiration plus profonde que lente ou plus lente que profonde, et vous pouvez même ressentir votre inspiration encore plus profondément que lentement ou plus lentement que profondément. Pendant que votre corps continue de s'installer, vous restez à l'écoute de ma voix. Même si certains bruits parviennent à vos oreilles, des bruits extérieurs. Bruits qui s'éloignent de plus en plus, comme tout ce qui s'éloigne tranquillement et lentement, ou tout bruit qui contribue à approfondir cet état de transe hypnotique qui se poursuit naturellement. Parfois, votre conscience se promène sur les sensations de votre corps, parfois sur ma voix, sur le timbre et le rythme de ma voix. Un rythme apaisant et relaxant, et le conscient se laisse aller à la dérive, se laisse aller pleinement à cette expérience en cours. Laissez cette douce expérience parcourir votre visage, envelopper tous les muscles de votre visage, pendant que la détente gagne progressivement tous les muscles de votre corps. Simultanément, vous ressentez des sensations différentes qui se manifestent dans votre corps. Et chacune de vos respirations élimine les pensées dérangeantes, les images parasites, peut-être remplacées par une douce sensation. Une sensation de bien-être qui se poursuit dans tous les muscles de votre corps. Et au fur et à mesure de cette agréable détente, votre corps s'alourdit. Est de plus en plus lourd, et vous ressentez cette lourdeur comme l'empreinte de votre corps sur cette surface où vous êtes confortablement installé, lourde sensation agréable, comme allégée de tracas, de soucis et d'inconfort. Bien installé dans ce calme et cette détente qui parcourt votre corps et votre esprit. Peut-être êtes-vous maintenant à choisir. Choisir de ressentir, de vous détendre, ou de vous détendre pour ressentir, ou choisir de laisser votre corps se détendre pour ressentir, en profitant du plaisir de laisser votre esprit se relaxer, en se laissant aller aux sensations, en profitant du plaisir de la relaxation que cela vous procure de vous détendre en relaxant, tandis que votre esprit et votre corps se souviennent de se relaxer encore plus profondément que le moment précédent, à moins que vous ne laissiez votre subconscient se charger d'ajuster votre niveau de détente pour accentuer cette relaxation, pour encore mieux profiter de cette profonde détente, tandis que votre corps ressent davantage de sensations. La sensation de détente poursuit sa progression vers vos bras et laisse aller tout ce qu'il y a à laisser aller dans les muscles de vos bras, vos coudes, vos avant-bras, vos poignets, vos mains et chacun de vos doigts. Vos bras deviennent de plus en plus lourds. très lourd. Une sensation d'apesanteur se fait sentir, confortablement lourde. Vos jambes se décontractent, profondément lourdes, aussi profondément que la profondeur de votre laisser-aller, pour permettre de continuer à relaxer profondément, progressivement, vos cuisses, vos genoux, vos mollets, jusqu'à atteindre vos pieds, vos chevilles, vos talons et chacun de vos orteils qui se délasse complètement et totalement. Pendant que votre corps continue de se détendre, de se régénérer, de se réparer, de récupérer, peut-être également vous mettez en veille votre système nerveux qui se calme et régénère ses cellules complètement. Pendant que votre mental se repose, vous glissez doucement dans cette zone de conscience modifiée, où les ondes cérébrales sont entièrement ralenties et vous plongez tranquillement au plus profond de vous-même, comme si vos yeux s'intériorisaient. Prenez la relève pour voir à l'intérieur et descendre encore plus bas. Vous appréciez le calme et le bien-être profond qui s'installe en vous, dans votre corps, là, mais à la fois lointain, comme le subconscient qui régénère celui-ci. État de détente, parsemé de relaxation profonde, lente, plus profonde et plus lente. Maintenant que votre corps et votre esprit se reposent, votre subconscient est en éveil, accessible à toutes les suggestions hypnotiques que vous entendrez, comme vous m'entendrez compter de 10 à 1. Comptez doucement, tranquillement, pour vous permettre de descendre encore plus profondément. Le rythme de vos ondes cérébrales pour atteindre un rythme lent, un rythme bienfaisant, un rythme hypnotique. 10, 9, 8. Plus les chiffres rapetissent, plus les ondes ralentissent. 7, 6, 5, à mi-chemin entre l'état de relaxation et l'état hypnotique. 4, 3, à deux pas d'une transe, une transe hypnotique. 2, 1.
Now we begin.
Question tags. Glossary. Freedom of speech. Grammar. Question tags. We use question tags in English when we speak, so they are informal. Question tags are not really questions, but a way of asking the other person to confirm or comment on the discussion. In order to make a question tag, we use auxiliaries, most commonly do, does, or did. Negative question tags. When the sentence is a positive statement, we make a negative question tag. Negative question tags are common. Example, it's cheap, isn't it? You can swim, can't you? You don't know the truth, do you? They called, didn't they? He will forget, won't he? Positive question tags. When the sentence is a negative statement, we make a positive question tag. Example, it isn't expensive, is it? There isn't a bank here, is there? It can't be, can it? You don't work, do you? She didn't cry, did she? They won't listen, will they? Exceptions. When we use a plural form of the imperative, that is, let's, the question tag is still made with shall. Example, let's go to the cinema, shall we? Answers to question tags. When we want to answer a question tag, we use the same auxiliary. Example, she's pretty, isn't she? Yes, she is. No, she isn't. It isn't very good, is it? No, it isn't. In fact, it's terrible. And now, a dialogue between Wentworth and Sarah. Freedom of speech.
I cannot believe it.
What is it you can't believe?
I'm mad at the hypocrisy of the press.
Aren't you overreacting? Calm down for a second and please explain.
Some journalists and politicians made racist comments and no one seems to be outraged.
What did they say?
I don't want to repeat their vile comments. I do think there is a double standard.
What do you mean?
If politicians or celebrities say something inappropriate, people are forgiving and so am I. But a journalist shouldn't be biased?
A journalist shouldn't be biased. What is journalism according to you?
It is the objective report concerning one piece of news in details.
You really think journalists are objective, don't you?
Yes, I do. I think most of the time they are.
This is not journalism. Journalism is about reporting facts. However, you can deny when something happens. You can see it with your own eyes. As a result, you obviously see it from a certain perspective, don't you?
I guess so.
I'll be honest with you. I no longer read newspapers because it's too depressing or appalling. But I know one thing. Their freedom of speech supports our freedom of speech as humble citizens.
I don't understand your point.
You can't expect to hear only politically correct statements from journalists and others, can you? Journalism is debating, knowing the ins and outs, but also taking a stand. I'm not telling you I agree with what they tend to think, but they should have the right to express their ideas as well as those they refer to, don't you think?
That's what freedom of speech is about, I guess.
As long as we hear all voices, good or bad opinions are valid. If people don't react, there must be a reason. Why have all the luck in the world to express ourselves without a lot of censorship? We are free to be whoever we want, to discuss whatever we like, to wear anything we feel like wearing, to meet who we want to meet. We have more freedom than limitations, and as far as these limitations are concerned, they are our common ground. Thankfully, everyone knows good from bad. Don't panic or get worked up. Have a look, gather different sources, wait 2 or 3 weeks, and there will be context, an amendment, an apology, or a scandal. Do not take it too seriously, and do not take everything literally, will you?
The next part is a repetition sequence. We invite you to repeat each of the suggested phrases one by one.
Now we begin. Sarah, I cannot believe it. Wentworth, what is it you can't believe? Sarah, I'm mad at the hypocrisy of the press. Wentworth, aren't you overacting, are you? Calm down for a second and please explain. Sarah, some journalists and politicians made racist comments and no one seems to be outraged. Wentworth, what did they say? Sarah, I don't want to repeat their vile comments. I don't think there is a double standard. Wentworth, what do you mean? Sarah, if politicians or celebrities say something inappropriate, people are forgiving and so am I. But a journalist shouldn't be biased. Wentworth, a journalist shouldn't be biased. What is journalism, according to you? Sarah, it is the objective report concerning one piece of news in details. Wentworth, you really think journalists are objective, don't you? Sarah, yes, I do. I think most of the time they are. Wentworth, this is not journalism. Journalism is about reporting facts. However, you can't deny when something happens. You see it with your own eyes. As a result, you obviously see it from a certain perspective, don't you? Sarah, I guess so. Wentworth, I'll be honest with you. I no longer read newspapers. Because it's too depressing or appalling. But I know one thing. Their freedom of speech supports our freedom of speech as humble citizens. Sarah, I don't understand your point. Wentworth, you can't expect to hear only politically correct statements from journalists or others, can you? Journalism is debating, knowing the ins and outs, but also taking a stand. I'm not telling you I agree with what they tend to think. But they should have the right to express their ideas as well as those they refer to, don't you think? Sarah, that's what freedom of speech is about, I guess. Wentworth. As long as we hear all voices, good or bad opinions are valid. If people don't react, there must be a reason. This lesson is now over.
You start to return to a full awakening state. When I say the number 10, you will be completely de-hypnotized. 1. 2. You feel an energizing sensation browse your body. 3. 4. You wake up slowly. Your breathing is natural. 5. 6. You take a deep breath. 7. 8. You move your hands, your feet, your legs. You stretch your body. 9. 10. Gently lift your eyelids. You open your eyes. And you're now completely de-hypnotized.